We've just opened a CAF, Corpus Dei and Saxe Forth Station CAF, and it's basically raising money for two voluntary organisations. The first one is my own charity, which is Get Me Out the Four Walls, which is helping mothers with maternal mental illnesses. And the other one is Ad Norfolk, which is helping people, adults and children, with ADHD in Norfolk.
Why did you decide to do it?
We wanted to do something. Me and Andrea are actually friends. Andrea runs Ad Norfolk. And we were looking to do something in our home village, really, to raise money for the two great causes. And we saw the station building, had the idea of the community CAF, which is something that Corpus Dei sort of lacks in this area, and thought it would be great to do throughout the summer. So we're here until the end of August, every Saturday, 10 till 2.
So what sort of reaction have you had?
Really good, actually, really positive. There were lots of people here for the opening, which we were really pleased about. We were very lucky that Norman Lamb, who is very supportive of both of our charities, came along to open it, which I think has given it that extra, the thing that it needed, basically. So,
why do you think it's important to have something like this in a place like Corpus Dei?
I think it's, with Norfolk, it's a very rural, very rural place, and I think it's good to get communities together, supporting each other and bringing people together, basically, in one hub where we can enjoy and chat to each other and meet the people that you live around.
And you look as if you've got some great facilities here.
Yes, we have. Yeah, I mean, the station is a fantastic location, especially with it going onto the park as well for the children to play. Bit of a shame about the weather today, but as long as we don't have rain, we're happy with that. So,
and obviously you've put a lot of work into this.
Yes, a lot of work between us. It hasn't been easy. It's been a lot to do, especially with the children, but most definitely worthwhile.
I wanted to support Naomi and Andrea because I think they're two enormously inspiring women, both of whom have gone through their own issues, Naomi with postnatal depression, Andrea with ADHD, but they haven't just experienced that themselves. They've made a decision to try to help other people, and they've set up their groups to just show support for others, and I'm very inspired by what they've done. I think they're amazing young women, great sort of example to others. And so I was really keen to come and support them in this fantastic venture. And it's a great thing to have a cafe here. And it would just be somewhere where anyone can call in to just have a chat and just have a bit of, you know, human contact. And that's incredibly important if you're going through difficult times.
And just speaking to people here, they're really pleased to see this building used.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've never been in it before. I didn't really know it existed, and it's a most beautiful building, and it's been preserved really as it was, and it's just great to get it back into use again. It's fantastic.
And the facilities they've got here are great.
Yeah, they are. So it's a lovely place for people to meet. It will be a sort of a welcoming place, but it's the combination of a lovely building and two very inspiring women, I think, will make it a real success.
And you spoke very passionately about that at the opening.
Yeah, this means a lot to me. Naomi talked about postnatal depression. We've experienced that in our family. My wife, when we had our first son, we then experienced mental health in another way when our oldest son was diagnosed himself with obsessive compulsive disorder. And my oldest sister took her own life last year. And so we've been through it as a family, but in a way it helps me sort of empathise with others who have gone through similar experiences. And because at times we've been let down by the NHS in a very serious way, I want to fight with these women to achieve improvements in this area. And the truth is that people with mental ill health don't get the same right to get help on time as others do. And you can't begin to justify that. And for me, there's both a moral and an economic case for ending the neglect of mental health. If we neglect it, people end up not being able to work, not getting qualifications. So the cost to society of that inactivity and people having distressed lives is enormous. They reckon that the total cost of mental ill health every year is about £105 billion. So it's not only morally wrong, but it's economically stupid to ignore it. So that's why I'm on a mission.
And coming to a place like this in a rural village across North Norfolk, places like this are important.
Massively important, because if you're experiencing a mental health problem and you're in a small village in North Norfolk, you can be completely isolated. You're a long distance away from support services. Those support services themselves, when you can get to them, are inadequate often. So some community self-help, it can make a massive difference to people's lives.